Moving from research to wider access of a product or procedure is a gradual process, and there is often a significant gap from positive efficacy results to wide rollout, especially for people who may be most in need of a new product. The GPP guidelines use the term post-trial access to refer to the provision of an effective product to former participants after the trial is over, but before more widespread introduction and scale-up for target populations. Here, you will learn about the broader process of research to rollout, or the series of studies, steps, and stakeholder collaborations that must occur to bring wider access to end users after a new product or intervention has shown positive efficacy. The research to rollout process graphic outlines the priority steps and interconnected activities for developing, introducing, and scaling up a new HIV prevention product or procedure. These steps appear in the left-hand column of the graphic on your screen and are organized in these major areas: efficacy trials, open label extensions, open label and implementation studies, demonstration projects, regulatory considerations, product introduction, and scale-up. While these steps are shown as a linear process for presentation purposes, many of these activities will happen simultaneously or in a different order than shown here.